Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, former Assemblyman Pat Hickey. We're talking everything from the party to pot on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employee safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're taping this program on February the 8th because we're banking some shows as we're moving studios and we don't want to miss out on new shows. So Pat Hickey is here, the former Assemblyman. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be here.
So what happened to the Republican Party? Are we seeing a replay of what's happened in the past where people glom onto the Republican Party, as we are seeing in this case where people who would have formerly been libertarians become Republicans because that's the only way they can get elected, but then it throws the Republican Party into disarray?
Well, you know, what we maybe are seeing is a new vibrancy. I mean, in Iowa, for example, more Republicans registered and voted than in past years. So who knows, when all said and done, more people are coming into the party. We're having this very spirited debate. Yes, does it seem divided? It certainly does. But then again, I think that's on the future as well for the Democrat Party. Bernie Sanders challenging the establishment there is akin to what we've been seeing going on with Republicans.
All right, but how does that help in terms of governance? Because it seems like the Republican Party at times is tearing itself apart.
Well, it may seem that way, and it remains to be seen if they'll be successful in the presidential year. I mean, conventional wisdom would suggest that after 8 years of an unpopular incumbent, the pendulum swings and you might expect to see a Republican president.
Now, are you talking about the Bush presidency or the Obama presidency?
Well, in both of those. No, that's true. I mean, not to be overly partisan, yeah, people were upset with Bush. We threw that regime out, brought in another one, and I think you may be expected to see the same thing this time. Now, if a Republican ends up winning, whoever that person is, there will likely be a majority in the Congress, both the Senate and the lower house, as Obama enjoyed in his first 2 years. Then we'll see if they can govern or not effectively.
And the most interesting thing that happens then, and we saw this with Senator Reid when he had 60 votes in the Senate, is that all of a sudden this open warfare, I want this, I want this, I want this, otherwise whatever your bill is not going to go through. That was how the Affordable Care Act got passed.
Well, you know, Washington isn't working very well. If it was, I guess you would have seen a Brian Sandoval opt to go there. But it's not the glamorous place that it was once thought to be. And there's an awful lot of gridlock and an awful lot of frustration from the American public in both Democrat and Republican circles.
Okay, so I hear that all the time. You know, Congress isn't working. We want Congress to work. But I get the sense that if Congress were to work, which means that they would be passing bills that would have more regulations and would have more spending, that the public would be very unhappy. Isn't gridlock, in a way, saving us money?
Well, maybe it is. And you know, one of the biggest mistakes with the passage of Obamacare, from my vantage point at the time, and I was a candidate then, and I saw the reaction, was that it was totally a partisan move on behalf of Nancy Pelosi and the president and others. They didn't get any Republican buy-in. And I would suggest the same thing, that if Republicans, should they get into power and are going to try to fix the health care system, if they do it in a strictly partisan way and don't bring together both sides to have an American discussion looking for solutions that are practical, then you're going to see the growing frustration with Washington, whether or not Democrats were in control, Republicans now, it'll be the same thing.
When Harry Reid was on the program last fall, he was talking about the fact that, because I was complaining about the things that weren't working with Obamacare, and he said, we know there are problems, we know what we need to fix, but the Republicans are throwing a tantrum, and until they stop throwing tantrums, we can't get this fixed.
Well, you know, if Harry Reid really believed that at the time, that they needed Republicans' assistance to make it the kind of balanced approach that would bring forth solutions, then they should have thought of that at the time and built bipartisan consensus and brought ideas in from both sides. I mean, I look at the two parties as kind of like a father and a mother. In a functional family, both parents' views have to be integrated into the approach towards their offsprings. I think unless we do that in this country, we end up with one side or the other dominating and the other being frustrating and reacting as a result.
In a previous show, Senator Reid said on the program that single payer was the goal, and he thought it would be accomplished within 5 to 10 years. It's obviously not going to be accomplished within 5 years. But do you think, with the dissatisfaction with Obamacare, and I believe, and I may be 100% wrong, but I believe that you can't repeal it, you can fix it like we've done with every other major program, but there is nothing to fall back on. We've already destroyed the old insurance system, so now we have to move forward. Do you think that single payer will become more attractive when people like you and I, who either maybe qualify for Medicare or are dealing with people on Medicare and realize how cost-effective Medicare is with a supplement, that maybe single payer isn't such a bad plan?
Maybe it isn't. My wife happens to be from Korea, and I think they have sort of a hybrid single payer system there. Now, people with more ability, finances, i.e., to augment those insurance plans are able to do so out of the private sector. But it seems to work very well there, and their expenses are far less than ours. So I think we ought to be open to whatever serves the needs better. And to your point, we probably shouldn't repeal all of the aspects of Obamacare, because some of the things, in fact, have been helpful. And I think Republicans would agree with some elements of it.
And don't you think we kind of fall off a cliff if we were to repeal it?
Well, again, where we were 10 years ago.
What was there 10 years ago does not exist today. The insurance companies have changed. The whole medical system has changed. I just think realistically, and I understand.
And I'm not saying getting back to where we were 10 years ago is a good thing, because seemingly the system was broken then, and our premiums as taxpayers and patients were going through the roof, and they're worse now.
All right, let's take a break. More with Pat Hickey when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Assemblyman Pat Hickey. You mentioned in the last segment your wife is from Korea. How does she respond when she hears all this negativity about immigration to this country?
Well, she would be part of those Americans by choice who think, my goodness, we did it the legal way, and some of her extended family, that it took forever to get a green card, and should they ever want to become citizens, that's a process as well. So legal immigration for the millions of Americans who have played by the rules is one of the reasons why they're frustrated that we don't seem to have rules that are plain, enforceable, and the process is kept up. So, we ought to find a way to welcome immigrants. We are a nation, after all, that's been built upon their talents and energy. But we ought to create a system that actually is in place, like it is around the rest of the world.
Well, kind of. I mean, yeah. Depending on where you are, I mean, the system of rules, for example, in Europe is crazy. That once you get to a certain point, then you can travel all across Europe, and it's leading to all kinds of problems. But let me ask you this. You know, for many, many years, the Hispanic community was naturally aligned with conservative Republican movements, from a religious standpoint, from a family standpoint, from a work ethic standpoint. Do you think that it's going to take maybe another decade or more to repair the damage that's been done to the relationship between Hispanics in this country and the Republican Party?
Well, it's a challenge, but you're right about their fundamental sentiments, and Ronald Reagan identified that decades ago, saying they're really Republicans. They may not know it yet as new immigrants. I think the Republican Party really has to take careful stock of this whole phenomenon. I mean, one of my observations is that second and third generation Hispanics who are here in the United States, their children are becoming very Americanized. I mean, just go to the malls, go to the university and see how many Latino and Hispanic students there are at UNR and UNLV. That is the future. So we have to bring them into the fold. They are here. They are Americans, the ones that have been born here. And so the Republican Party better be wise in how it treats their parents and grandparents and how it vocalizes its concerns about immigration. I don't think they're against it being done properly. But we better not alienate the entire Hispanic population, or things probably won't look good in November for Republicans.
When you look at the candidates for president that are claiming, as some have, even on this program, that no matter what it costs, we have to build this wall across the southern border. And I remember it was interesting, and one of those was Ted Cruz. And one of the things I asked him about on the program was, I said, well, what about the northern border? And he said, well, it's not that much of a problem right now, so I don't think I'm going to worry about that. And I just thought, That seems kind of strange.
See, Donald Trump would say yes. Ted Cruz had no problem getting back to the U.S. from Canada, right? Look, a wall, I understand the image that it represents to freedom-loving Americans, you know. But we do need something where people, if they're going to come here, it's done through a process that they can't simply sneak across our borders. So how we accomplish that with high tech, with barriers, with enforcement, we have to get to that point. Otherwise, it's unsustainable. I mean, that is the challenge that we have as an American system. And to the extent that it's not sustainable, i.e. welcoming people who will continuously benefit from a system that's compassionate and generous, and if it's unsustainable, it's going to hurt immigrants' families as much as it is of those among us who are here for generations.
Yeah, but the irony, and I've known about this for 40 years, is that the various divisions of the government don't talk to each other. So it would be actually relatively easy to track people. I mean, the bigger problem than the border is people overstaying their tourist visas. And yet we don't track people who have tourist visas so that we know where they are and we can knock on their door at the point where their visa is up and say, hey, time to go home.
Well, having just visited Vietnam and Korea, I certainly was very cognizant how long my visa was for, how long I could stay, because I sensed, and it's true, that they would check on me and make sure if I violated my stay. We haven't done that in the U.S., and to our own detriment.
And perhaps the cost would be a lot less in doing that. Also, in terms of employment, of making it a really secure e-verify system that, you know, people would have to fall within the system, that would be another way that we could really stop.
We can do that with real consequences. Of course, Arizona tried to do that a few years ago, and there was a tremendous backlash. But we can have a e-verify system. Many of our businesses use them, ours does. But you have to then enforce it with employers.
And we have not done that. And why? Because there are a lot of corporations in this country that enjoy the benefits of cheap labor. And those people are not going to, you know, as long
as... And as some have said, the high cost of cheap labor, that's the problem. We have invited these folks here, U.S. corporations and businesses, and frankly, customers and taxpayers that have benefited from the lower prices that resulting from the lower wages. But we've invited them here, so we're going to have to solve this problem. It's not all their fault.
And do you see any time in the near future, the last time there was a serious effort was President Bush, John McCain, Harry Reid, and Marco Rubio as right. part of that coalition to get immigration reform done. Do you see that coming anytime soon? Because it's been, what, 35 years since it happened?
Well, right, and I think Reagan was the last, among the last that accomplished something, or tried to, but we didn't obviously get a handle on it. Some leader is yes, going to have to take charge of that, or we're like a balloon with a serious hole in it, and we're losing air and authenticity as a society if we can't solve this problem.
More with Pat Hickey when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
When you're selling your home for top dollar, Marshall Realty makes the difference. More exposure, more demand. Your home marketed on TV, radio, and all over the internet. Call Marshall Realty to have your home featured on TV now.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally,
who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected.
And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
Home of the Week, brought to you by Marshall Realty. If you want your home featured on TV, call Marshall Realty today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pat Hickey, the former assemblyman, is here for the whole show. Legal marijuana of the non-medical variety, i.e. recreational marijuana, you're not in favor.
I'm not. It's going to be on the ballot in November. I think it would be a huge mistake. I now serve on the Board of Education, and so concerned about how well we're performing. And as everyone in Nevada knows, it's not been very good. This is not going to help educational achievements and attainments in Nevada if we make marijuana more available. And the numbers are in both Colorado and Washington State. General usage among the population is up over 20% in both states where recreational marijuana has been legalized. And certainly for young people in Nevada, it's already a challenge. Already 19% of Nevada youth between 12 and 25 are using marijuana one or two times a month or more regularly. It's a serious challenge for us as a society.
Okay, so we're going to make a lot of tax money from both medical and recreational marijuana. Why do we not use a big chunk of that tax money to go towards educating kids at the youngest ages from, you know, pre-K onwards, if you're going to do pre-K, and tell them over and over again how bad marijuana is for you in the same way that we should tell them that cigarette smoking is bad for you and drinking alcohol is bad for you? And the problem is this, as I see it, okay, which is it's already here. As I said to our DA, Chris Hicks, a couple of months ago, I can pick up my phone and have any drug here in probably 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Anybody can.
Yeah.
It's so prevalent, and because we are such a consumer market for this, watch the show on Netflix, Narcos, and see how they got America addicted to cocaine. It's already here. One of the problems is it's illegal, so therefore we're funding criminal enterprises, and they're making all the profits.
And so the idea is that government now can get in the business and make profits and help themselves in the process. Talk to the Colorado governor, who's now saying, and to your point, we're spending the overwhelming amount of revenues that we receive into enforcement, into regulation, and to education, because the new strains of marijuana are so detrimental to the developing teenage mind. Here's a case in point about the taxes. It was just reported.
By the way, it's not legal for teenagers to be smoking marijuana in those states.
I know, but legalize it and it will become far more prevalent. And problems with the black market as well. In Colorado, it was just reported, there are three times as many medical marijuana dispensaries in Colorado as Starbucks. Think about that. Why is the medical side growing? Because people are avoiding taxes. They're getting marijuana medical prescription cards so they don't have to pay the levy. Yes, we have taxes for it. They'll keep getting raised like we have with cigarettes in order to try to pay for education. That's why people are avoiding the recreational dispensaries, getting the medical marijuana cards, circumventing the law with a lot of illegal things going on.
But don't you believe that marijuana is already being consumed at a dramatic rate and has been for the last 40, 50 years in this country? And by making it illegal again, you're just putting people in jail and causing problems there. You're not going to stop the consumption. And by the way, you know, the
how many people do you know in your lifetime in France that have ever been jailed for recreational use of marijuana? Anybody? I don't know anyone.
I do.
98% of the people are in for trafficking and illegal activities, just as with DUIs. It's people that end up doing reckless and sometimes harmful things to others.
I remember, it's going back a few years, but when I first came to the country in 1974, I worked with a construction worker who had just gotten out of jail doing 2 years for simple possession.
Yeah, but that's almost 50 years ago.
Okay.
It's not happening anymore.
I'm not part, yeah, to my knowledge, of a marijuana smoking circle. I mean, I do know some people, and one of the fastest growing groups of people using marijuana are senior citizens. It takes care of aches and pains.
The problem is the pot that the Woodstock generation, and I was among them, that is out there today is of a very different variety, and that's creating some of the problems. Look, I agree with Tina Brown from Vanity Fair and The New Yorker, who said, hey, if we want to become a fatter, lazier, and less educated nation and less capable of competing with the Chinese, let's legalize it.
Okay, so let me ask you this, if you're willing to answer. Did you smoke marijuana? Did you give it up?
Yes. And yes.
And that's what happens
very
with most people
on.
Is that people grow up.
Well, because we weren't educated then, we should be educating the next people then.
But we grew up and stopped doing it. That's where we got to leave it for now. You come back soon, okay? Pat Hickey, we'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, it's me, Toots-a-loo. Lowest prices from Grocery Outlet.
Hi, it's the rest of us.
Hey there.
Hi. Hey.
For over 60 years now, Grocery Outlet has been selling the brands you know and love for up to 60% less than what you'd pay at traditional grocery stores.
And check this out.
Right now, 2 pounds of Halo's California Mandarins are just $1.99.
And we've got a really catchy theme song. Hit it.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
Bargain Market. Now it's stuck in my head.
A big storm knocked out power all over the Northwest, and it was up to me to help restore it. But when I started having problems with my brakes, suddenly I needed some help of my own. I headed straight to Les Schwab. They got right on it and removed a rock in the caliper at no charge.
You're good to go.
By helping me so quickly, they helped us turn the whole town's lights back on. Well done. I'm Bob Timmons, and that's my Les Schwab story.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Up and come play.
Make something new.
Play dress up with us.
And get moving, too.
Watch all your friends enjoy the fun right here on NBC Kids.
A medical marijuana card is not a license to drive under the influence.
If you get high and drive, you will be spending time with us if you're lucky.
When you use medical marijuana, don't get behind the wheel.
Be smart, Nevada. The life you save may be yours.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast.